Ahava. Blessings. Welcome to this episode of Hold the Shekhinah. This podcast is here to support us in activating, embodying, remembering, integrating our soul essence. I am your host. My name is Aria. I am an ordained Magdalene priestess, a Reiki master, energy and sound healer. Fridays to coincide with the day of the goddess, Shabbat day, a day to align with your soul. But because the Lion's Gate is on Thursday, I am sharing these episodes on Thursday. So what is the Lion's Gate? So the Lion's Gate is a portal that begins with Mother Anna's feast day on the 26th of July. You may hear that it's the 28th of July, but it's not. It's the 26th because Mother Anna, the grandmother of Yeshua, the mother of Mother Mary that conceived and birthed Mother Mary through light conception, is the guardian of this portal. She is the guardian of mission, of our purpose, of our embodiment. She is the one that basically tells us, shares with us our soul contract. So she is also the keeper of light conception. So anything that you wish to birth, anything you wish to Mother Anna is a wonderful light being to be working with. So let's start with the significance of the 8, because the 8 is a number that is very, very powerful. It is a number of abundance. It is the infinity symbol. So it's very important to understand what the 8 symbolizes. So the 8 symbolizes the breath, the prana, the life force. The 8 is abundance. The 8 is expansion. The 8 is infinity. It is all about learning how to communicate with the cosmic realms, with the divine, with creation. So it is infinite abundance, infinite creation. It is understanding the rules and the language of energy and of creation. Expansion, brilliant energy, success. Everything about work, your project, it's a lot. It contains a lot of energy, because if we break down the 8, not only is it infinity, but it is a multiple of 4. And 4 is the energy that grounds and anchors into the physical realm, the unseen. So it is really all about having an abundance of life force to manifest, to anchor, not just manifest, but to anchor your desires into the physical realm. So it's all about sustainable abundance. And there's a few things about the sustainable abundance that I do want to touch on, but yes, let's go into the sustainable abundance. So sustainable abundance, like, everyone seems to talk about how abundance is your birthright, and abundance is as if something that you're entitled to. But that energy of entitlement is not an energy that goes with the energy of abundance. Because the energy of abundance is a free-flowing, eternal energy of creation. It's always there. It's inherent. It's not a birthright. It's not something you're entitled to. The reason I say this is because when we think about it, we incarnate on this earth to fulfill a specific purpose of forgetting who we are and coming back into remembrance and coming back into alignment with the truth of our being. The truth of our being being that we are infinite light, infinite creation. We are sparks of the divine manifesting and expressing as human for a set number of years. And why? Why are we going through the motions of this human experience? Part of it is our soul has chosen this incarnation, this sacred vessel, to experience life, to expand, to evolve as a soul. But the other is to expand creation. Because as aspects and sparks of the divine wishes to express and to continue creation through all of these sparks of creation. So what does it mean to be a spark of creation? To know yourself as soul, as energy, as infinite cosmic oneness, expressing itself as human for a time. To know your oneness is to know your interconnectedness to everything. To know that we are here to be of service. We are not here to serve the egoic self. And that is the difference. When we think of abundance as something we are entitled to, we're automatically feeding the ego, which means we're automatically feeding separation. We're automatically feeding duality. And we're feeding all of those lower frequencies that come with duality and that expand the matrix that everyone who's supposedly awakened wants to get out of. But it's not about getting out of a matrix. A matrix is simply a structure within which, within whose parameters you express creation. Now, when we become awakened to the fact that we are energy, that we are oneness, that we are cosmic soul, energy, frequency, expressing in perpetuity, then you come to understand everything is a mirror. So there is no separation. And when there is no separation, you start to expand as a soul. And you start to embody and incarnate more of the light of your soul, more of the light of creation. And at this point, this is when we start unraveling and peeling away the layers of self, the layers, the false layers, the false identities, everything that we have held onto as trophies of our success, of our being a good boy, girl, whatever, of us being a good religious person, a good spiritual person. All of that is bollocks. Because anything that creates a separation between you and anything outside of you is automatically feeding the ego. It is feeding the lesser self. It is not truly tapping into your infinite self, because your infinite self isn't comparing itself to anything or anyone outside. Your infinite self has deep compassion for you in this moment, with all of your struggles and all of your flaws and all of your virtues and successes, the same compassion it has for the version of you that created the problems that you have right now. That infinite part of you has that compassion for all parts of you, while the human part of us, that is the part of us, the ego is the part of us that wants to judge and resent and create separation and put distance between the person that we were and the person that we are now. Because somehow the ego has tricked itself into thinking that we are virtuous only by virtue of being better than our previous iteration. So our self at 39 or 22 or 29 or whatever. I hope that you're following. Anytime that we allow ourselves to fall into the trap of creating distinctions and delineations and boxes and categories, we are only feeding the ego mind. We are keeping ourselves trapped, ensnared, and enslaved by the cycle, the endless cycle of trauma, of limiting beliefs, of repeating the same eternal cycle. If we want to liberate karma, we must do different. And this is what this Lion's Gate and Mother Anna and what she brings us during this portal really help us do. It helps us get out of our own way, step into our sovereignty, know that we are powerful. And this does not mean that we hold our power over anything else, that we manipulate and subjugate any other beings or judge any other beings for the way that they are doing life. That is the opposite of the compassion and love and grace that the divine and your higher self have for you, and that Mother Anna teaches us. Now, not everyone is ready for this, and some people may feel incredibly triggered. And if you're one of those people, I invite you to look at what parts of yourself feels attacked, and what is that pointing you to? Because any time that we are triggered, we have an opportunity to truly look at ourselves and to truly heal, to truly transcend and transform. So the 8 is a very powerful energy, and it is during this lion's gate, there's stuff that's going to come up that you might not want to deal with, but that are essential for you to deal with and for you to transcend. And by deal with, I don't mean that we just, you know, say that we dealt with it and don't deal with it, or sweep it under the rug or ignore it. I mean you actually have to feel what comes up. Feel it, sit with it, allow it to teach you what it has to teach you, show you the lesson in order for you to let it go, in order for you to come into unity and integration with that part of you. Because it's high time that we stop separating ourselves from those parts of ourselves that are us. They are us. You know, we try to, you know, create barriers that don't need to be there. We also create barriers around our hearts because we've been hurt. And this Lion's Gate is also all about heart expansion, expanding in our compassion, in our grace, in our ability to forgive, in our ability to love, in our ability to receive love, and to give ourselves the love and the compassion that we deserve, knowing that we have at all times done the best with the circumstances that we have been dealt with. There is no one that could have done it better, because no one else has your specific set of circumstances, of gifts, of trials, of combination of cosmic yumminess that you chose for this incarnation. So the Lion's Gate. This Lion's Gate is happening during a Mercury retrograde. We just had the new moon in Leo. We are in a powerful vortex of energy. Solar flares are afoot all over the place. And it's really beautiful because this Lion's Gate is happening with a wonderful trine within the Earth signs. We have Pluto that's in retrograde, that's in a trine. Actually, it's in 0 degrees Aquarius, but it's still part of the trine because it's on the border of Capricorn. So it's trining with the moon in Virgo and with Uranus in Taurus. And Pluto is a very powerful planet. Pluto is all about the underworld. And by the underworld, I mean the subconscious. It means where your power lies. Your power lies deep in your psyche, deep in the places that we don't want to look at. But it is true power, and I'm going to share with you a channeling that came to me. And the channeling is very powerful, and it has to do with our power. And I'm going to share with that a little bit later. So, the trine. The trine is one of the wonderful energies. It's a very powerful, good cosmic energy. Some energies are more challenging. By good, I mean it's really expansive. And it's a trine within the Earth sign. So during this Lion's Gate, we have the opportunity to not only channel celestial cosmic light and bring that light of creation into your physical body and in turn into your world, but we have the opportunity to anchor it and expand it. Because Uranus, expansion, Pluto, power, the moon, your emotions, your inner world. So we have the opportunity to truly cement the light of creation that we are birthing, the light of our soul. And some people will say that the Lion's Gate is has to do with when the earth or the sun aligns with Sirius. Bullocks. Why? Because Sirius is a fixed star. Okay? It's the dog star. Sirius cannot align with the sun in Leo because Sirius is at, I think, 6 degrees. Let me see. Hold on. 14 degrees of Cancer. It's a fixed star, okay? It cannot align with the sun in Leo because it's fixed in Cancer, okay? So let's just, everything that you see on the internet, I want you to really question, because wisdom and discernment is so essential at this time. But that being said, simply because Sirius, the star, cannot align with the sun in Leo doesn't mean that it's any less a powerful portal. It's just that people's, I don't even know where they got that from. Like, if they actually understood astrology and understood fixed stars, they would understand that that's not possible. So I don't know where they got that bit from. But moving on, the sun is at 16 degrees of Leo, and 16 is the number aligned with the 7, which is the Shekhinah, the Holy Spirit. And this is, this actually aligns with the ancient Egyptian, the Babylonian, the biblical calendar, which is the zodiacal frequencies that I work with in my work. Because in Kabbalistic, biblical astrology, Egyptian astrology, Leo is the last sign of the zodiac. So the year ends with Leo and begins with Virgo. So it's the king, Leo, meeting the queen, the virgin priestess, Virgo. And this symbolizes the Egyptian New Year, which is when the Egyptians, when Sirius rose above, a few degrees above, and could actually be seen by the Egyptians, and this heralded the annual rise of the floodwaters of the Nile, which would bring in all of the silt from the Nile into the lands so they could farm and have more abundance, which is why this portal has a lot to do with abundance, because it's all about fertility, it's all about cultivation, it's all about birthing, creation, all about growing and growth and expansion, even from way back in the day, in ancient Egyptian times, Babylonian times, Sumerian times. So it's a very beautiful portal for manifestation, for expansion. So the other thing I want to mention about abundance is, while it is not our birthright, it's something we work for. Just like we must till the earth, we must plant the seeds, we must make sure that the ground is fertile, we must have clean water. All of these things are essential for us having a bountiful harvest, right? It's the same thing with us. We must do the work to purify ourselves, to clear ourselves of the false illusions, of the veils, of all of the trappings of self, of all of those erroneous limiting beliefs that we have taken on from our family, from our upbringing, from society, from the media, from religion, from wherever, school, it doesn't matter. And not from a place of anger or, oh, that's not good. But no, all of those beliefs have served you well up until this point. But from here on out, we wish to chart a new course, a new direction is where we're heading. And we cannot go forth into this era of expansion and of liberation while we're carrying and holding on to the old ways of thinking, being, doing, behaving, the old traumas and the old triggers. We can't, because the two don't go together. They don't fit, it doesn't work. We must clear ourselves. We must transcend, we must evolve, we must purify ourselves all of those limitations, of all of those beliefs that aren't ours, that aren't in alignment with our light, in order for us to embrace the new experience that we are calling in. And why are you calling in? is very important. The intention behind what you are seeding is so important, because there are desires that are, how shall I say this? There are desires that are lower in the sense of they exist for the purpose of ego aggrandizement. They exist for the purpose of you showing off and saying, hey, I've done this, look at me, I'm, you know, a celebrity, or look at how much money I have, or look at how I'm better than my neighbor or the person who bullied me when I was 10 years old, or look at how my parents told me I was never good enough, but look at what I have done. There is those types of desires that are fueled by a sense of lack, a sense of inferiority, a sense of unworthiness, a sense of fear, a sense of that there's something wrong with you that you have to basically make up for. And then there are the desires that are the desires of the soul. And these are the desires that are coming from your infinite oneness, from your infinite goodness, from knowing that you are one with all that is. And in that awareness, knowing that you are here to contribute your gifts to the unfolding expansion of creation. Desires and our intentions with being of service, with our light, with how much good, how much inspiration, how much light can we expand through the manifestation of these desires. That is when everything begins to flow, because it's not about you anymore, and you know that it's never been about you. It's never been about you. It's never been just about how much money you can make, or how much you can, how much your house can be better, or your car can be better than your neighbor's, or how, you know, you can be so thin, or you can have the fattest booty, or whatever the latest nonsense is on social media. I don't know, because I've stopped paying attention to a lot of that nonsense, because it really is. All it does is make us feel inferior, and then we want stuff and want to be places and experience things, not because we genuinely desire them, but because somehow we feel it's going to make us good enough. You should already feel like you are good enough, because you are. You should already feel worthy and deserving, because you are. Because you are infinite cosmic soul, spark of the divine, expressing as your name here. And you are here to share that light. You are here to expand that light. You are here to anchor that light. We are not here to simply create and birth stuff into being for the sake of our ego, for the sake of ourself. We are here to enhance creation. We are here to take everything that we are experiencing and add it to the symphony that is the cosmos, the beauty that is the divine expressing in this world, the beauty that is all around you. How can we expand more beauty, more joy, more harmony, more peace? How can we inspire others through our actions? How can we look at one another and actually be genuinely happy for each other's accomplishments, as opposed to allowing something that has absolutely nothing to do with you to make you feel less than? Or if it's the opposite, something that has absolutely nothing to do with you to make you feel that somehow you're better than, because it works both ways. When we are stuck in separation, in duality, works both ways. We're contributing to separation regardless. So it's a beautiful portal. The sun is in a sextile with Mars, so the planet of action, and Mars is in a conjunction with Saturn. Because Jupiter is over here. It's Jupiter. So the energy of expansion with the energy of momentum, Mars taking action. So it's so much going on, and I want everyone to really be safe during these times, because there's a lot of energy, and this is why it's important for us to purify, to ground, because the more energy is in the cosmos, the more that energy, if we're not mindful, can create chaos in our lives, and we don't want more chaos. We want to create consciously. So I do want to share this. So work with Mother Anna, and I will share in my YouTube videos. I'm going to share a mantra to Mother Anna, just invoking her, which is really beautiful. I learned from my wonderful teacher, Anna. And what's funny is her name is Anna, is Mother Anna, so her name is Anna as well. So it's a very beautiful mantra. And I also want to share this channeling that came that has to do with power. Since the Lion's Gate has everything to do with power, our personal sovereignty, I feel it's very, very fitting. So the channeling goes like this. It says, "True power is emerging. It is found in oneness, in the fusion of all polarities, in the union of duality. It is a dissolution of the ego and of all separation, a knowing, a self-mastery, an embodied sovereignty, a soul-led expression of life, an embodied life of Ahava." And Ahava is an Aramaic word that means love, but the teaching behind Ahava is more than love. It's a love in service. It's a commitment. It is the commitment to take action, to embody the love of creation in your actions, in your work, in your day-to-day life. So it's a very powerful word, which is why I often say Ahava as an ending or as a blessing in the beginning, because it's a very powerful word to align ourselves with. So the frequencies are quite powerful, as I mentioned. Make sure you drink plenty of water, eat nourishing foods, ground, really go out in nature, sun gaze early in the morning or late in the afternoon during sunset, moon gaze, bare feet on the earth, go out in the ocean, really nurture yourself, take care of yourself, because you are so important. And humility is the other thing I want to mention during this Lionsgate portal. I mention this a lot when I talk about Leo, the energy of Leo, because Leo, in its essence, in its fullest essence, really is a humble and generous sign. A Leo shares their light, but it's not so much about the Leo receiving the attention. It's about sharing the light. So I do want to leave that with you, that maintaining a sense of humility, of knowing that you are infinite, and that you are one with everything and everyone, knowing that we are here to be of service, to expand creation, not just to be the vessel for the light and receive all the blessings, but we are also here to share those blessings. Because if we don't share the blessings, if we don't share this love, if we don't share the abundance that we possess that is all around us, if we don't express gratitude, then everything becomes about us, and then it all becomes about the ego, and then we begin that dance of separation, which is that matrix, that third dimensional matrix that we don't want to be in. So best way possible. And as always, 5-star review, follow me, subscribe to the channel, to the podcast, follow me on Instagram or YouTube, and or YouTube both, as I do different videos on each, sharing different mantras, sound activations, mini sound activations, all the things to really support us during this time, because we need each other, we need community, we need to be here to support and inspire one another, to truly allow ourselves to radiate our light, our soul, to embody it. So I'm deeply grateful for your attention. Don't forget to tune in to the sound activation for this episode. It's going to be awesome. And so follow me on YouTube, Aria, AUREALARA. Same thing on Instagram, AUREALARA. Or at Hold the Shekhinah, HOLDTHESHEKINAH. And stay tuned for more episodes on the Mercury retrograde, the next upcoming full moon, etc. And I'm sure I'm going to have some wonderful updates once I return from my trip to the lands of Andalusia. I can't wait, because every time I travel, I return with more wisdom and more activation. So I am so excited to share that with all of you. Have a blessed Lionsgate. Don't forget to connect with me and let me know how you're feeling this energy, because I really love connecting with you guys. Have a blessed Lionsgate. Ahava.